Good morning, good afternoon, good night, it's your boy Arthur, and I'm a huge wrestling fan and a video game fan. So, I want to talk about the WWE 2K22 video game that is coming out. There has been so many WWE games across the times, and if you didn't know, it was very, very popular. It was even trending on Twitter. In 2019, the release of WWE 2K20, and yes, this year they're releasing 2K22 for the fact and that it was so terrible, 2K20, that they had to skip a year and dropped a game called WWE 2K Battlegrounds, which was an okay game. I didn't play it. I don't think I'm gonna buy it at least. But they dropped it. I guess it did pretty okay for what it was. But this year, after WrestleMania, they dropped the trailer. It was not even a trailer. Is it like a little tiny gameplay teaser of Rey Mysterio and Cesaro, and it was not that impressive to me. It was like not that impressive, but I want to see a lot of things. I want to see a lot of things in that game. I want to see better things in that game. I want to see a lot more things to do with more than just simulation matches. But yeah, going back to what the dumpster fire was, yeah, if you didn't know, it was trending, and if you're under a rock and are not keeping up with video games or don't like video games at all, like, what's wrong with you? But I'm sorry, just kidding. If you don't like video games, it's cool. You do you, but still, what's wrong with you? I'm just kidding. They released WWE 2K20, a game that everybody and their grandma and their dog and their lizard and that lizard's lizard knew should not have been released. That was a game that everybody knew. And as soon as the first person that got it in this world, in this planet, first person got it, put it inside their whatever console they bought the game for, the first person they ever put that game in there knew damn well this game wasn't it. And they and all, not even the damn person, like the damn person that put that developed and played the first couple minutes before they shipped it to release it to millions of people or thousands of people. Well, I think it's almost millions of people. And the person that was like in the testing room, he damn well knew it wasn't it. He damn well knew it wasn't it. So now we jump a year forward, you know, everything going on. Terrible reviews, they keep 2K19 going. Creations is still available. They drop Battlegrounds. It does okay, like I mentioned, for what it is, for what it was. I'm not planning on playing it. Maybe one day, if I think it is available on PlayStation Now, so I think I'm gonna subscribe to PlayStation Now for a month or two and try it out. But I'm buying it. On buying it, I don't think I will. I don't think I will buy it. I don't think I will give it a shot. I will give it a shot, but I don't think I will buy it. But now we jump into the year. We are in the year 2021, and we are patiently waiting the release of WWE 2K22. It usually would drop in November. There's a lot of rumors, and I would believe that these are fake rumors, that it's going to drop in the summertime. But it seems very far from development in every way, because, I mean, come on. WWE released a bunch of superstars. Just now, coming back after, you know, I heard that the Raw for WrestleMania was, you know, just a terrible show. I keep hearing that, so I didn't even bother to watch it. So the ratings seem to be going down. I keep hearing that. And they changed the Raw arena, or the arenas. I actually have not been watching these past weeks. So it seems like the 2K people, who put 2K and Visual Concepts and the people working on the WWE game, have it hard. It seems like they have it. They're gonna have a hard time trying to come up with a strategy to make it look outdated with the time that WWE is in by the time that they release the game. So hopefully by the time they release the game, it is updated enough that it will look like we are playing in that time, or we will be playing in the future, in future events, or that they could at least have some updates, some, you know, monthly updates that they can keep the wrestlers updated and the arenas updated and the wrestlers move updated and the wrestlers updated. It's kind of like what they do with games such as like 2K, the 2K basketball series, NBA 2K. So I think that they should do that. I think they definitely should give us easier ways to do things, and a lot of things that they need to work on, because I was thinking about buying WWE 2K20 when it was gonna release. I was so hyped, right? Because 2K19 was not a disappointment. It was a great simulation game. It played amazingly. The story was a great addition to try something new and nailed it. The whole, you know, to have something to do for a little while to kill like a couple of maybe a couple of minutes was the, you know, the matches you had to do with like AJ Styles and stuff like that. But other than that, they could have improved more. But you know, the whole THQ, the you know, the OGs of making the WWE games, such as SmackDown vs. Raw, you know, all those you know, amazing games we grew up loving, like WWE, and ending with like WWE 2K14 and ending with WWE 2K19. I enjoyed 2K19. I really haven't got to play 2K14 because I never got around that, but I ordered it and it should be coming in soon, so I will get to play it and I will have my experience. But this game, 2K22, has a lot of things surrounding it, rumors, things that people definitely think will not be in the game, and things that people know will be in the game, which makes them scared, at the same time makes them hopeful. So let's talk about the things that they might be in the game that people have hope for, and then the things that people have scared about, are scared to see happen. So, you know, everybody wants to see manager mode, you know, general manager mode in WWE 2K22, and it seems like we could get it. We wanted. I love WWE 2000. SmackDown vs. Raw 2008, and it's just, it seems kind of kind of dumb to me that they never did that. That they never did that ever again. And also, like, they never did that in, like, the course of the time that they had and the power. I don't know if it was, like, the studios or they were just trying to be more boring or just adding. And that would have been a good strategy to do that to a game. To take out things that they were already good and then bring them back. So, manager mode was something. It is something that we want. And we hope to see in WWE 2K22. I want to see it. I want to be able to control my wrestlers and give them matches that I want them to be in. Universe mode is fun. Was fun in 2019. Now, I want to experience maybe something that was there before, but better. Something else that people want was the attires for us to be able to have a wrestler with different attires or have especially wrestlers like The Undertaker or the Ultimate Warrior or Rey Mysterio to have different attires within that character where you can just change the attire of the character being at that select character. So you don't have to, go all the way down and try to find that attire to that character you made. Or, go to custom creations or download it. Superstars to get that superstar or that attire you want to add to your wrestler. So I think these are little things that we want. But that would really make the game fun and actually with more creative things, because a lot of fans would agree that WWE creations is one of the funnest creations to ever hit a video games, and I think is a lot of things to do, especially when you have a game like WWE where you can get that creative character and bring him into a fighting arena to fight. You can create like Pennywise to fight Black Panther, or or get Pennywise to and Black Panther to fight The Undertaker, or get Pennywise, Black Panther, The Undertaker to fight against Finn Balor. The creation in WWE is unstoppable and it's unbeatable. So I think they have a lot of room to do with creations and attires and when it comes to that sort of things. Also, a lot of matches that we want to see back. Inferno, Casket, now with the pandemic era and the Thunderdome era, the empty arena era thing with the theatrical matches and cinematic matches that we had with like The Undertaker and The Fiend, the Firefly Funhouse match, and just other matches that we had throughout the years. I feel like we can combine that and make just the fun little matches and fun little other things that we could do. I know that 2020 tried to do something that was like, I guess, try to be like, oh, look at this. This is a new a ring in like a swamp or something. But to me, that wasn't creative enough. To me, that was just like a theme arena. It wasn't like an actual match that would like increase the intensity. Like the arena would increase the intensity of the match. That's what I would like to see. For an arena to be different and for it to make sense that is different. And like that sense being the match has something to do with the arena. Like maybe you know, we have to do something in a story where we have to get that arena to have that certain match. And I wouldn't mind that, you know, because then that gives it playability for at the game. So, matches that I would like to see return would be like the Inferno match, like I mentioned, the Casket match, I Quit match. Definitely one of the biggest ones would be the special referee, the guest referee. That would be one of my biggest ones that I would like to come back, mainly. And last but not least, the things that I would like to see come back, or, you know, them add to, or hopefully they would be in the game, would be Road to WrestleMania or, like, 2K Showcase, because those are just fun to pass the time. Like, Showcase, it's fun to pass the time and see the stories of wrestlers who we have spent time with, or who we have not witnessed, because a young kid can see the story of maybe Hulk Hogan if they want to do Hulk Hogan, because they seem to bring Hulk Hogan a lot nowadays, or the Ultimate Warrior, or even Eddie Guerrero, because Eddie Guerrero seems to be mentioned a lot nowadays, since they have the power of him, so they can do Eddie Guerrero definitely for a showcase, Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio, because also Rey Mysterio. Because they seem to be putting him, they put him at the gameplay of the game. So that seems interesting. He could be the cover too. You never know. So that's what I want to see. And for Road to WrestleMania, we got a lot of things now. For Road to WrestleMania, honestly, you can have a lot of people create just amazing stories. You know, have the people at Visual Concepts create the stories, not the people at WWE, the writers table, okay? Not those other people, okay? Don't get those people to write scripts for Road to WrestleMania. Or maybe do, because it can actually be funner to play them than to watch them. So, Road to WrestleMania can be anybody. Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, you could give us some NXT stuff, you know, give us some Shayna Baszler, or, I mean, not Shayna Baszler, because Shayna Baszler seems like she's going down a little bit, but give us Asuka, give us Charlotte Flair, you know, just Becky, again, just Becky, though, the man, just give us the man, give us stuff, Seth Rollins, for WrestleMania, the possibilities are endless. That's what I want to be in WWE 2K22. I would like that again, because I feel like back in the day, that would be the feeling that it would be endless, and the possibilities would be endless. And things that we know that is going to be frustrating, and that we know they're, like, not going to be in the game, is, like, just wrestlers who are not going to be in the game, wrestlers who have been removed from the game. But we can just hope, honestly, the best for the game. I really want to see this game do good. Hopefully it does good, and we get, like, a redemption, kind of like 2K16, you know, how 2K15 was trash, and then 2K16 came, and it was like, wow, this is actually good, you know. Hopefully they take us back to some nostalgia in the way of some showcase, or just something cool like that. So that was me. That's Arthur for Arthur Talks About. And I just wanted to get my thoughts on the WWE 2K22 game releasing probably sometime in November. Hopefully they get this game working and working good. And hopefully we'll get to see it. Hopefully I get to play it. Hopefully I get to enjoy it. So yeah, tune in next time for Arthur Talks About. Peace out. Stay safe. Love. In peace. Deuces.